KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:42 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's Monday, January 18th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're pleased to be joined by Mike Bonertz. He is the Executive Director of AdvoCap. Going to update folks on AdvoCap services and programs they're providing our community. Obviously, a lot we can talk about. We're going to talk about a few specific things and focus on how AdvoCap is serving our community, especially during the challenging time that we're still in here as we start a brand new year. So Mike's kind enough to update us on a few of those things here this morning. Mike, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. I'm fine, thank you. And happy Martin Luther King Day to you.
Yeah, happy Martin Luther King Day to you as well. I appreciate you taking a little time to speak with us here this morning. Let's start with the basics for folks who aren't familiar with AdvoCap and what it is and what it does. Can you kind of break that down for us and let us know about those basics?
I'd be happy to do that. AdvoCap is a private, not-for-profit corporation. Many times people think of us as a government entity, and we are not. We're a private nonprofit community action agency, and that's a very special kind of nonprofit organization. There are 16 of them in Wisconsin and about 1,000 nationwide. They are agencies that are focused on poverty and trying to help people get out of poverty, and that's what AdvoCap is doing. AdvoCap currently serves three counties, Fond du Lac County, Winnebago County, and Green Lake County. And we operate a number of programs. Most of those are funded by either the federal or the state or local governments, and so hence people think of us as a government organization, even though we are not as such. Mm-hmm. We're involved with an awful lot of different kinds of things. For instance, people may be familiar with the fact that there's a Head Start program in Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. That's AdvoCap. They may be familiar that we're working with some housing issues. That's AdvoCap. They may be familiar that we run a weatherization program. That's AdvoCap. And in fact, AdvoCap runs an awful lot of programs that affect low-income folks. And so that's the nutshell. The thing about community action programs that make them different are their board of directors. By law, we have to have a board of directors that is divided into thirds. And a third of our board of directors are members of the county boards in our counties. A third of them are community members, like most nonprofits have. And one-third of our board of directors is made up of low-income people themselves, which makes it a more interesting and inclusive way of serving low-income folks and trying to help them get out of poverty. So if that gives you a nutshell, mm-hmm, in a few words, that's what AdvoCap is.
Yeah, it definitely does, and that's an interesting point you bring up with the low-income folks being on the board of directors. That creates kind of a different feel to it, as you kind of alluded to, because there are people who might directly benefit from some of these programs and services or have benefited from those programs and services, making some decisions in this organization, and that's kind of a different approach to it. Is that fair to say?
It is, and in fact, most importantly, those folks are involved in planning what services that we provide, and they are the ones that know what services are needed from a personal standpoint, as opposed to the other two. That mix of those three parts of our community makes for a very interesting set of discussions about how things work at AdvoCap, and it has worked for over 1,000 agencies across the United States very well. One of the things that people find is that if they've seen one CAP agency, they've seen one CAP agency. We're all different. Different parts of the country have different needs. The needs in Milwaukee look a whole lot different than the needs in Superior. And so that local control makes for a more useful organization in a local area.
Let's talk about AdvoCap in the sense of how the last year or so has affected AdvoCap and what AdvoCap has seen when it comes to the need for these programs and services because of the pandemic. Has there been an increase in need for services from AdvoCAP over the last year or so, Mike?
There has. What we are seeing is there are an awful lot of people who have never dealt with the issue of poverty, have never felt themselves in any kind of a position where they would need our help, and suddenly, because of the COVID issue, have been thrust into some very serious situations. People that have lost their jobs have been cut back on their jobs. People that are in those service sectors, the restaurants and bars, the folks that provide direct services, now find themselves in some difficult spots. As a result of that, you know, the CARES Act pushed a bunch of money into the community to help with that. Mm-hmm. One of those pieces was an assistance in paying for rents, and the money that the government put out went to the states, and our governor recognized that community action agencies in Wisconsin know how to get it done and can follow a bunch of rules and can make things happen and know who the folks are that need that help. And so the Wisconsin Rental Assistance Program, which AdvoCAP operated from June through November, was operated in our area by us and by community action agencies across the state. This was one of those areas that helped an awful lot of people with rents so that they could avoid eviction. Unfortunately, that fund ended, and we know that Congress passed another one, but the money hasn't flowed through yet. It's very possible that AdvoCAP will be running that again, but don't bother calling just yet because we don't have anything yet from the state government, which is, again, where the money's going to flow through. But that's just one example. We've had a lot of small businesses that we work with that have had a lot of difficulties because of the change in how they can do business. We've seen an awful lot of folks have difficulties with just making ends meet, and so this COVID, which is not over by any stretch, has caused an awful lot of problems in the Fond du Lac area and throughout our service area, in fact, throughout the country.
What has AdvoCAP had to do when it comes to programs and kind of switching how those are delivered in the light of the pandemic? Have there been changes into how you're dealing with administering certain things at AdvoCAP over the last year or so, too?
Absolutely. For instance, our offices now are set up so that people can come by appointment only. And we used to have a lot of just plain walk-in services. But a couple of specific things. AdvoCAP operates a Head Start program here in Fond du Lac and other places. We work closely with school districts, and when school districts have their classrooms closed down, so do we. And so we have some difficulties dealing with trying to get kids taken care of. We have made some special arrangements to send things home with children or with their families. We've made some special arrangements to help with food deliveries. AdvoCAP runs a program in Winnebago County where we run the county's senior nutrition program. That used to be about a dozen meal sites. Now it's all home-delivered meals, and we're doing that throughout that thing in Winnebago County. I mentioned the rental assistance program. That was done largely by phone and by mailing things in. So we are not able to, just like most other businesses, we don't have open hours with just plain walk-in. We have to keep things under control. We have to keep down the spread, I think. Mm-hmm. All responsible Wisconsinites need to be careful about contact and wearing masks and six-foot distances and washing hands and all of those things, and we do that. All of our staff are doing that. Our weatherization program had to shut down for a while. Now we're careful, but we can go into people's homes and do these things so long as the person receiving the weatherization services is okay with it, and that they're well to the best of our knowledge, and we keep our distances. So yes, a substantial number of things different in the way we operate since mid-March of last year.
Talking, as we mentioned, with Mike Bonertz, the executive director of AdvoCap. Mike, as we close here today, you mentioned it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I know a lot of people take this day as a day of service, and I was looking on the AdvoCap website here as we were speaking. You have volunteer opportunities, and of course, serving the community includes serving organizations like AdvoCap. How does AdvoCap honor the memory of Martin Luther King Jr., and how can people get involved and serve their community, not just today, but throughout the year with AdvoCap?
Well, first off, on Martin Luther King Day, some organizations close down. Usually Martin Luther King Day is looked at as a day of service, and we do service every day. And so we continue to do service on Martin Luther King Day. In terms of the volunteer opportunities, we do have some. We have an entire department dedicated to volunteers, primarily senior volunteers. We have a foster grandparent program. We have a retired and senior volunteer program. We have a couple of other programs, volunteer programs in Winnebago County. You can call us in Fond du Lac here and ask for Bridget, probably in Fond du Lac, or you can ask for Deborah Shepro, who is our program director for volunteer services, and she may be able to aim you in the right direction as to what we can and can't do. We certainly laud all the members of the community that are interested in providing service, both today and at any time.
Mike, if people want to learn more, what's that phone number they can reach out to AdvoCap here locally, and what's your website for folks out there if they want to take it down?
Okay, in Fond du Lac, the telephone number is 920-922-7760. And our website is www.advocap.org.
Very good. Mike Bonertz, he is the executive director of AdvoCap, joining us here for a few minutes this morning. Mike, thank you so much for your time, and have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer. The same to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike, joining us here on KFIZ. It's 10:54.